008 Karen Schreiber seeks a special use exception for a childcare center. Sections 115-23 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Seaford Road. The 911 address is 28393 Seaford Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel is District 132, MAP 12, Parcel 85. The building is legal non-conforming and has been a skating center for years. We have received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and two mail returns.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Toni Dickerson. Address?
Yes, please.
32760 Gordy Road, Laurel, Delaware.
And are you me speaking as well? Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Karen Schreiber, 14069 Shiloh Church Road in Laurel, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case.
Awesome, thank you. We have a slide deck that was sent in. If that could be pulled up, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. So my name is Toni Dickerson. I am a childcare administrator with Sussex Preschools in partnership with Karen Schreiber from Skate World, also known as Sussex Skate LLC. We are currently requesting to use the building after school and during the summer for a safe licensed childcare program. This program would be able to offer services for children before, after, on in-service days, during the summer, holiday breaks, those days, as well as a summer camp that would be focused on not only a safe environment, but an educational practice as well as skating and recreational. They would also be provided snack, breakfast, and have the ability to have, possibly through the USDA food program, meals provided as well. This program would be licensed and monitored by the Department of Education through the Office of Childcare Licensing. We have already worked with Fire Marshal, the Department of Drinking Water, and the Office of Childcare Licensing, which the acronym is OCCL, in order to obtain licensure and go through the appropriate steps for that. Next slide, please. As was previously on the screen, this is a picture of the location. It was mentioned it is on the east side of Seaford Road. This location, we feel, is perfect because it is already a bus hub for multiple school districts, including Sussex Montessori Charter School. It is a turnaround spot for Seaford and Laurel school districts due to the parking lot that's available there. It is also a bidirectional DART bus stop. So at the entrance to the parking lot, there is a DART bus location going either side. So not only would our families be able to utilize after-school transportation, families that rely on public transportation would be able to access it as well. For those that are not familiar with childcare, it is very closely monitored and heavily regarded by the Department of Education. All staff are fingerprinted through multiple registries, as well as the adult abuse registry search that the state of Delaware has. All staff that are working with them do receive Department of Education teaching certificates appropriate with the age that they would be working with. The administrators commonly have bachelor's and master's degrees as well as some of the teachers that would be working there. This would not be a drop-and-go site. It would not be a daily drop-in. It would be a program that children are registered for, very similar to places like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, other typical childcare centers like Kids Cottage on Route 1 or Little Sprouts in Seaford, those types of childcare that typically offer 6 weeks through 12-year-olds. We feel that offering a school-age program in this area would just give families another option. The next slide, please. So what we refer to in early ed is called the childcare desert. You may have heard of it. Sussex County is in a drought of safe licensed childcare offerings. The definition on the screen I pulled from childcaredeserts.org, which is also connected with Childcare Aware, which is the military affiliation for licensed childcare programs, basically says that in any census tract with more than 50 children that contains either no childcare providers or so few options that there are more than three times as many children as licensed childcare slots is considered a desert. So what I did in the next couple of slides, I pulled the local legislative districts with help from partners at the Rodell Foundation for State Pre-K and Delaware Association for the Education of Young Children to show exactly where those legislative districts are, who the representative is. It also shows on these slides the current license capacity, how many providers there are, and then the third number on the screen is the estimated number of children in that district. So while we realize that we cannot serve all of the children in all of the districts that intercede and connect at that one spot, being able to offer another safe, licensed, appropriate alternative is our goal. So we have Pettyjohn's district. It goes all the way through. That spot is really just a hub where it feels like all of the districts connect. I feel like I got everybody on there. So as you can see, there's drastically more children in the county than what we currently have as a state available for licensed childcare. So we feel that opening it up, as you guys keep scrolling, there's roughly, according to the census information, over 23,000 children. And in the state of Delaware, there's only 7,270 seats. So it's a huge disparity. It is definitely a huge need. And if you do the math, it's right around 16,500 children that are either left to go home after school or they are put in unlicensed, might be familial care where there are great intentions, but we want to make sure that these kids have somewhere safe to go that is appropriate for them. And then any questions?
Questions?
Good evening. In your drawing of the facility, I think it's my old eyes, but it talks about fenced-in area off of the building. Can you tell me what your intentions are there regarding a playground area and/or an outdoor recreation space?
It would be, it would allow us to have an outdoor recreation space. The intent is just for after-school kids, so we wouldn't have to worry about infant toddler playgrounds or preschool playgrounds, anything like that. But it would allow them place to play outside when the weather is nice. It would be like kickball, wiffle ball, all of the after school summer camp fun sports outside.
Number of students that you would hope to serve at this site?
We're hopeful to serve approximately 100. That number, however, will be dictated by Fire Marshal and the Office of Child Care Licensing.
Right, and anticipated number of staff?
It would be one for every 10 staff, so 10 to 15, give or take, if you include subs and floats.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Have you spoken with the neighbors?
This is where I'm going to pull her in.
Sure.
Yes, I have spoke with the ones right to the left over here with the pool.
Uh-huh.
He's very supportive. We've had a pretty good relationship. I bought the rink in January of 23, so he's been a very strong supporter. The ones directly across, right there, they, Jessica Morgan, she's been fine as well. Her kids come over. And then the one right over next to that is Zach Paulsonella, and he's fine as well.
Okay. And buses, you say, will be coming in or no?
Yes.
They will.
They would be dropped off by after the school.
Okay.
It currently already is a hub and turnaround location.
Okay.
And then the DART bus stops approximately right where the white word stops on the road. Going both north and south.
Weekends?
No.
No weekends, okay. Just Monday through Friday.
And it would be before and after school, so approximately 7 in the morning until they get on the bus around 8. And then after school, in the event that a fog delay or snow delay happens, then we would extend those hours. In service days like this week coming up, every kid in Sussex County has Tuesday, Thursday off. We would be open, Christmas break, spring break, summer camp.
This might be the year for snow.
Yes. We hope.
Mr. Sharp?
Will the skating rink be in use as well?
Yes.
Okay, so that use will still continue?
Yes.
All right. And I just want to, can you describe what's in the neighborhood? It looks like there's some residences, maybe a farm behind it. Can you just describe what's around there?
So there is a farm that backs up to the back of the property. If you were to go north, there is a church up on the western side of the road, farms just on the other side, and then residences down alternate 13 heading into Laurel, but primarily farmland.
Thank you.
So the skating rink is still in operation?
Yes, it would be alternating hours.
Okay, so evenings, just like normal skating rink. Okay, I wasn't clear on that.
Very similar to a couple, probably a decade ago now, Boys and Girls Club in Seaford and the Senior Center would alternate their hours so that the seniors had it in the morning. Boys and Girls Club would have that wraparound or in-service days, very similar to that.
Okay.
Or how Boys and Girls Clubs operate now in school districts, where the school district has the primary portion of the day and they just provide that buffer.
I understand. Any other questions? Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13008 for Ms. Karen Schreiber and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13008 for Karen Schreiber for the requested special use exception. Based upon the testimony, I don't believe that the proposed use will, that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. Is there a year requirement on this, Mr. Sharp?
There is not.
Okay. And so that's my motion, and I would also thank the applicants for bringing this forward, because I believe it will meet the need of many families in this portion of Sussex County.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, your case is approved.